Welcome to episode 58 of the Bossy Bitch podcast. Oh my gosh, I have been so slack. I have not posted a podcast in quite a while, and that's very, very naughty because actually my podcast is my superpower. It actually does really well, and people seem to like it. So I apologize for ghosting. Look, 6 million reasons why. Most of them are just life, right? But I do love my podcast, and I love the people I speak to, and I love what opportunities come from it, and I love that my listeners seem to get my jokes. because if you've been listening to this for a while, you may know that I often reference how I just sit in my cupboard and record this, and I find it the weirdest thing when I record solo episodes because, you know, I'm just sitting at home in my cupboard laughing at my own jokes. It's quite a weird feeling that some people, whenever anyone messages me and goes, "Oh my god, I was just listening to your podcast," I'm like, "Oh really? People listen to that?" And the reason I sit in my cupboard is because I do these from home, and I actually thought that if I went and just bought the best microphone on the planet, that would, like, what could possibly go wrong, right? I'd have really good audio, and I'd have a great podcast. Because believe it or not, there's big podcasters like Joe Rogan and all that, and they've got the swanky setups, but you actually don't really need a lot to start a podcast. I mean, this, I did not jump on today to talk about how to start a podcast, but I'm just going to be real with you here. It's not a big fancy job. It's really easy. You just download some software, plug a mic in, and off you go. I mean, there is more to it than that, but it's really pretty simple. So I bought this fancy microphone, but holy shit, if there is a bird chirping in a freaking tree 3 blocks away, this microphone will pick it up, and it is so bizarre. Whenever I sit down, so I just sat down at my desk, and I thought, oh, I'm too lazy to get in the carpet today. I'm going to record this from my desk. But as soon as I plug this mic in, holy shit, there's a dog park, like, across the road. I could hear every bloody dog. I could hear old mate 6 streets away mowing his lawn, and I was like, fuck, it is back in the cupboard for me. So this year I'm showing up more consistently on my podcast. I am going to give a bit more, hopefully behind the scenes, a bit more storytelling on what's going on for me, and I don't know, my usual preaching about things that I think matter. Maybe you'll agree, maybe you won't, that's okay. It's 2024. Holy shit. It is the first day of Feb. Actual nervous breakdown because, like, time just goes so fast because we're getting old. And I've had a cracker start to the year. I'm not just saying that. If you've listened to my podcast, you would have heard me whining about all the shit times I've had. So isn't it funny though? I always feel like I need to justify having a good time, like, oh, because if someone's not having a good time, I don't want them to feel uncomfortable about that, which is my own stuff, but whatever. I started this new service in my business this year, and holy shit, everyone's been laughing going, "Elsa, what the hell?" But it's been so good. So I remember years ago when I owned my hair salon, I used to think, like, I would sit and look at the window, people coming past, and we would get all walks of life in that salon. Let me tell you, have I got some cracker stories of the shit that people would say to me. And you know what? Since I'm there, I'm just going to give you some examples. Again, this is the thing when I go solo. It's not scripted. I don't really have a plan. I just jump on and start talking shit. I'll give you a really good example. I used to have this lady come in. She came in for years and years and years, and I'm going to call her Sandra, but her name wasn't Sandra. And she was an older lady, like nearly 80, and her favourite thing to do would be to try and shock me when she'd come in. She'd try really hard. She'd say some pretty out there stuff. But it's hard to shock me, right? I just used to laugh. But one day she got me so good. I was cutting her hair, and there was a client sitting next to me reading 50 Shades of Grey. And my client Sandra, who was about 80 years old, looks over at this client next to me and says to me, "Oh gosh, I hate those books." She said, "Oh, that, you know, they just do the deed and then they just get up and answer the front door." And she said, "Well, I don't know about you, but when I finish doing the deed, I need a drip tray." And yes, that was one of the times I was like, "You got me." I was doubled over in tears. I couldn't believe the words had just come out of her mouth. It was the most revolting thing she ever said to me. I've got some doozies. Anyway, this was all leading to a point. All kinds of people would come in, and I used to sort of just love, you know, you get real insight into people's lives, and I would daydream about, like, taking these people and just making over their lives, you know. I often would think, imagine if they did this or took this path. Or it was very common as well to see people really stuck in their stuff. Like, and you could, as an outsider looking in, and you get people come in for years, all the time, whining about the same stuff, and you just want to throat punch them and go, "Oh my God, shake them." Because you could see that they were living a life that, from the outside looking in, was just not serving them. They weren't happy. They couldn't let go of things. I had one lady who broke up with her partner. She didn't even like him. Oh my God. For the first 5 years, she bitched about how much she hated him. And then when they finally broke up, she couldn't let that go either. And this woman, even, she told me once that she broke into her ex-husband's house and, like, hacked his computer. How crazy is that? Anyway, so I would look at all these people and I would fantasize about making over people's lives. Like, I'd be like, "Oh, I'd love to just get in and tell them to do this and do that." Anyway, what this is leading to is this new service in my business. It's kind of what I do now for my business, is that I step in and I look at people's business and I pull it apart and I help them put it back together in a way that they want it to be. And a big part of that is how they show up and how they think in their mind and the way they look at things. That's a huge part of it. So I created this service. It's called a VIP Business Mentoring Day. And essentially what we do is a client will book one of these days with me, and we go and we check into the Crown Towers and we spend 24 hours just unpacking their business and strategizing and making plans. It's kind of like we cram my 6 months mentoring into one day, and we do it in style. We go out for dinner. It's amazing. It truly is amazing. And everyone's going, "Well played, Elsa. Look at you just hanging out at Crown Towers all the time." Yes, it is fun. It's luxurious and it's beautiful. But actually, I work my little butt off. Like, every minute of that time is, I give my energy 100% to my client. Anyway, I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. I had two of those days in January. They were phenomenal. Oh my gosh. You know, my clients, there were tears at the end just saying, "Elsa, this was incredible. I had no idea what was possible for me. It was such a beautiful experience." So they've been great. And what has come up for me this year is I'm very much about getting outside your bubble. And what I've said so far kind of has segued really well into this topic, which again was completely not intentional. Like, I'm not even editing this episode. I'm just freestyling it. But people get stuck in their bubble, right? Like, so sometimes, like that client I was talking about that just couldn't get outside this attachment with her ex-husband. It's being in a bubble is our thoughts. It's the people we're around. It's our life. It's the way we think. We all have bubbles, right? Like, you could probably put six different bubbles on a piece of paper. One could be the way you think. One could be the people in your life. The one could be your work, your hobbies, your children, your home, your surroundings. And I think what I see is people get so trapped in their bubble, and there's this whole big world out there and full of opportunity and full of things we don't know about, and people that are our people, but maybe we haven't been brave enough to go and find them. And, you know, if you're a country person, or not even a country person, but I grew up in a really small country town, and, you know, there'd be a group of people called the Purple Circle. And I know if you are in a country town, you'd be laughing and smiling and nodding. Every town has one, the Purple Circle. I never really understood what that meant. I was like, what is this Purple Circle? And how do I get in it? Do I want to be in it? Like, I thought it was this group of really cool, untouchable people. Some people might call it a clique. I don't know. But I see it a lot. I see it a lot in Perth, especially because I live in Perth, and Perth's quite a small place, and everybody knows everybody. It's really common to shop to things and have the same people at all at everything. But I've had this really amazing privilege of A, growing up in the country. Yes, very small country town, very small. In fact, I was just chatting to my mum this morning about how my niece and nephew are in the same class at school, and I think one's in year three and one's in year six, and they're both super pissed that they have to be in the same class. And I'm like, gosh, the things that go on, you just have no idea about, you know. But being from the country, I have worked a lot over the last 2 years in rural and regional Australia. I love it. I get to go to places like Exmouth, Port Hedland, Cuddanurra, Broome. I've probably missed some. I've been to Katherine in the Northern Territory, Darwin. I love it. And what happens is by showing up in those places, I get to see different people, different businesses, and I find, no offense to the city people, but I love going rural and regional because, oh, they're my people, and we just get to have such real, raw, and honest conversations. What I see happening for a lot of people, especially if you're working from home and you're a solo entrepreneur, is we see what people want us to see on social media. That's a fucking bubble. Let me tell you, that is a bubble. We see what people want us to see, and we're sitting at home and we're scrolling and we're comparing and we're like, oh, I should be doing more of that. Look at her, she's doing that. But actually, there's a whole world behind what we see on social media. And if you're not out there in that world and having real conversations and seeing what really happens and what is the bigger picture, that can be very restricting. That keeps you in your bubble. So for me, my theme this year is getting outside your bubble. I recently ran a session on this in my group mentoring program, the Elsa Mitchum Mentor Academy. Just gonna give a little plug right there. Love, love, love my group. And we spoke about this, and somebody said to me, I'm in a bubble. I know I'm in a bubble. I'm at home. I don't get out much. I don't even know where to start connecting with other business owners. I want to connect. I want to build my network. I just don't know how. And sometimes I think if you're an entrepreneur or you're in business, or it actually doesn't really matter, we don't always have the most supportive people at home. I do now. I spent years and years being in really toxic and unhealthy relationships, and in 2024 I am now entering my 4th year of my never-ending divorce, so that's super fun for me. But I am now in the most amazing supportive relationship. My partner is my biggest cheerleader, my biggest fan. He is like, I've got you. You go do whatever you need to do. I will keep the wheels moving at home so that you can, you know, chase your dreams. I am very lucky. We don't always have, not everybody has that. And I think it takes a village. It takes a village to raise your kids. It takes a village to run a business. Fucking life takes a village. Oh my God. I mean, if it's just school's gone back this week, and if you're a mum, you know, it's like getting the school shit back together, the uniforms, enrolling in the activities. It's keeping up with all the shit these kids have going on. Holy crap. Like when I was a kid, we did like one thing, now they do 65. And we need a village. And it's never too late to start creating your own village. I am constantly, always looking for new people to connect with, people that inspire me. People that elevate me, people that intimidate me. Oh my God, I love it when I'm around someone and I'm just like, oh my God, she's cool as fuck, I'm so scared of her. I love that feeling because it pushes me out of my comfort zone and it pushes me to think differently, to see things differently. And I just want to encourage everybody this year to step outside your bubble, and that doesn't have to be big, okay? I am such a believer in small actions, tiny little actions, over time compound into big actions and big results. So this year I'm like, just challenge yourself to do something different. And I spoke with my Mentor Academy the other day, and one of the ladies in there was like, Elsa, I've just joined a martial arts gym and I'm boxing. That is so out of my bubble. I am seeing so many different people, a whole new way of life and a whole world I knew nothing about that scared the shit out of me. And whilst that's not about her business, it's just they all feed each other, right? Like, it's given her a new perspective, a new way of looking at things. It's gotten her out of her comfort zone. It's opened up a new world. So getting outside your bubble could be learning something new, listening to a podcast about something that you maybe haven't really listened to before. It could be attending an event, a workshop online. It could be reaching out on social media to say hey to somebody that you really admire but have been too scared to speak to. It's whatever it is for you. It's just being brave to do something different. So for me this year, I'm challenging you, if you're listening, to step outside your bubble, even if it's in the smallest, tiniest little way. Do something that challenges you, because that is growth. And I think if we're not growing, even if it's a teeny tiny little bit, well, then what's the point, right? That's what I think. What's the point? The other thing is, for me, this is something that I started about a year ago, and it's not profound. I didn't come up with it. I'm pretty sure someone else has said this. but people really, my clients really love it when I share this tip. So every single night when I get into bed, I think to myself, did I do 1% more today? Just 1% more today than I set out to do. Okay. So 1% more can be, did I flick that email off to that person that I've been really wanting to email? Did I respond to those DMs on Instagram? Did I put a post up? Did I send a voice message to somebody that would prompt a conversation? Did I reply to some text messages? Whatever it looks like, 1% is nothing. But when I climb into bed and go, did I do that 1% more? And if the answer is no, I can get out of bed and for 5 minutes I can just do that one thing. Fuck, it feels good. It feels so good to just go, what is 1% more today? So they are my, it's my motivational talk. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. My goal this year is to speak in somewhere new, somewhere tropical, somewhere exciting. Something new that I haven't done before, to step outside my bubble. So hopefully that has inspired you to maybe think about something and do something that scares you or feels a little bit uncomfortable this year. Thank you for listening. Not edited, no intro, no outro. This is just me, raw and unfiltered. You hopefully will get a lot more of that this year. No, you will get a lot more of that this year. I am committed. And if you would like to connect with me, look at me just plugging myself away. I am Elsa Mitchell. I am a business mentor. I travel speaking around the country, potentially the world. If you want to work with me in your business, sing out to me. I don't bite. I am not the sleazy salesy person. I love a chat. Slide into my DMs. You can find me on Instagram, Elsa Mitchell, really easy to look up. My website is www.elsamitchell.com.au. I would love to have you in my world in 2024. Oh, and if you'd like to come to Crown Tiles for a VIP day, I highly recommend. See you soon, guys.